Love unrequited, love me rest. Love, hopeless love, my ardent soul encumbers. Love, nightmare-like, lies heavy on my chest. And weaves itself into my midnight slumber. When you're lying awake with a dismal headache and reported to full by anxiety, I can see you may use any language you choose to indulge in without impropriety. For your brain is on fire, the fence will conspire, a beautiful slumber to plunder you. First you count the pain goes on the top of your toes, and your cheeks slip the jolly from under you. Then the blanketing tickles, you feel it makes tickles so terribly soft in the pricking. And your heart and your cross and your stumble and soft and there's nothing to do with the ticking. Then the bent over creep to the ground in the heap and you pick them all up in a tangle. Next you cannot resign, so politely decide to remain in a usual angle. Well, you get to repose in the form of a dose upon eyeballs and head ever aching. But your slumbering keeps the tolerable dream that you very much better be waking. For your dream you are crossing the channel and tossing about in a steamer from Harris. With your tongue between a large bathing machine and a very small thing about Harris. And you're giving a treat, any item for me, for party of friends or relations. They're a ravenous form and they all came before us, as well as our getting a station. And found on the journey you find of a journey who started that morning from Devon. He's a bit undersized, you don't be surprised, he tells you he's only 11. But you're driving like mad to the singular land by the violence you're now popular. And you're playing round games and he calls you bad names and you're telling the tie and pay the dealer. But since you come stamp, you throw up your hand, you don't find you're as cold as an icicle. In your shirt and your top, the back tilt, but don't talk to me, cold refrain on a bicycle. And he and the crew are the bicycles too, which they somehow or other invested in. And he's telling the tar on the bondage to love the company he is arrested in. He's a scheme of devices to get and low prices, also some top pieces of cables, which tickle the sailors by picking retailers, and so they will all make it tables. You get a good face and a sound, small face and first thing of his food for the food tree. And his face will take root and his fingers will shoot and then lost in the sunlight of the tree. From the green door to the tree, you get great and green beef, solid flour, pineapple and friend for it. From the face, it will sound very bad, it will bear several pounds and they call it a friend for it. But there's a penny and never so penny, a taken by Rothschild and Baring. I'm just as a fool and nothing to you, you're awake with a talent in sparing. You're a regular wreck with a crick in your neck, and you want to use door for your head on the floor, and your needles and pins for your toes for your chin, and your face is a creep for your left leg to sleep, and you're cramping your soul in a fly in your nose, and the snapping your line with a fever in tongue, and a person that sends the general sense of your habit been sleeping in slower. But the darkness is past, and the daylight at last, and the night has been lost, it's only a nightmare. And thank goodness for the thought of the